Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Sports stuff, the Colts. Oh, wow. Did not do so hot last night. They lost to the Broncos 25-13, your final there. The Pistons are in town to take on the Pacers at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Alex got excited because, wait a minute, chicken
and fries.
Are you going to go to the game tonight?
I can't. I have plans tonight. I'm going to that new ice skating rink that's outdoors in Carmel. It's like set up like a little German village.
I saw somebody there. It looks really nice.
Oh my gosh. I'm dying to go. So some friends of mine from I-Town where I go to church, we're all going to go together and go ice skating tonight. So I already had those plans.
Can you ice skate?
Yeah, actually I can. I'm a good ice skater. I can't ice skate backwards or do like twirls or anything, but
really?
I can ice skate really well.
I could rollerblade, but I could never ice skate. I always fell on the, I broke my leg ice skating.
I've never been to an outdoor ice skating rink though, and I'm like worried about being freezing cold. I don't know how long it'll last. I'm scared my legs will lock up.
Yeah.
Because usually when I go, it's in an indoor rink.
I'd wear some layers because it's going to be kind of chilly. I don't know what the low is, but today our high is only going to be 35. So
you
might want to wear some layers for that one. The FCC, they voted to undo the so-called net neutrality rule. So that's kind of how they govern the internet service providers.
I thought you were going to say the FCC won't let me be.
So they try to shut me down on MTV.
But it feels so empty without you.
I don't know. So we'll see what happens with that. Pretty much like they're saying that we could be charged a bunch for different services.
That's not going to happen. I cannot even tell you that people
are
acting online.
What do you think's
going
to happen? What do
you
think's going to
happen? People are acting like the sky is falling.
What's going to happen? Tell me.
It's just going to be not in the. They're not going to let the government control the internet or big businesses. It's better because it's just not using taxpayer money to do it. I mean, that's my opinion, but there are people very passionate about this, and it'll be a huge
debate. But you're
telling
me that like I'm not going to have to pay like extra for certain services and stuff? Like the cable companies won't charge us extra for certain
things?
Okay,
you're not going to have to charge. For example, people are saying like to log on to Twitter, it's going to be $10.99 a month or something. Like that kind of stuff, no. That kind of stuff you are not going to have to pay extra for. Yes.
Hold on, I got to turn your mic. I didn't know
Sorry.
You were speaking.
I honestly have a question about it because I didn't know what it was. So I read online what it was. And what I read said that this getting like overpass, whatever happened yesterday, made it so Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T, like big businesses, are actually in control of the internet now. I don't know what it is. So you know,
right, but you get
more
to pick,
than I do.
You get to pick your service. So, like, it allows the people to pick what they want instead of just the government controlling everything. Like, you get to choose. Just like,
here's the thing. The rules that govern, this is what it was, at least. It's still not officially like, changed yet, but the rules.
That the internet's going to be totally different. It's going to be the same.
The rules that govern how internet service providers treat content and data, the agency's got rid of rules that barred companies like Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon from, I guess, playing favorites with apps and sites. Like, that's where they say, like, Netflix, Hulu,
right.
Facebook. Yeah, but what if that actually happens? What if whatever said provider of stuff's like, oh, well, we're going to keep Hulu, but it costs more because that's a lot of streaming right there, so we're going to charge more.
I mean, then you just got to pick your own provider.
Yeah, but like, what if they all do that?
That's just like shopping for health insurance. You know what I'm saying? Like, different
exactly.
providers. Yes,
exactly. That's my point.
Different providers, you can choose your packages and what you want and all that good stuff.
When it comes to my internet service,
I mean, I'm not extremely knowledgeable about it.
I want the Obamacare version, okay? I want my Netflix.
Basically, do you
I
remember?
Want my Hulu.
You don't want full coverage?
Here's the thing. People think it's going to be drastically different. If you remember what the internet was like before 2015, like 2012, you're not going to notice any difference. Like, people will not notice a difference. But the people that are on Twitter sharing things like, you're going to have to start paying $12.99 a month for Facebook and Instagram. Like, that's not happening. It's all, they're all just fear tactics.
We shall see. We will see what actually happens with that one. This is kind of cool, and I thought of Alex when I saw this one. Walmart is teaming up with a tech company to make payday come early for their employees. The retail giant announced a new InstaPay service for its 1.4 million workers. The service will allow Walmart workers to access before payday half of the wages they have already earned. InstaPay is part of a personal finance app called Even, which lets hourly and salaried workers plan pay their bills ahead. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, Alex, you're always like, I ain't got enough money to pay it because you go buy stuff. What if they're like, hey, looks like we can give you some of your extra money ahead of time, Alex.
I'd be down.
But I feel it's like those payday loan advance things, though, because you're going to be like, oh, crap. Like, when you actually get paid, you still don't have any money because you already spent it.
Yeah, that would be bad.
And what about this? When you were a kid, did your parents make you wait until Christmas morning to open up your presents?
Yes.
Okay.
I was allowed to open one on Christmas Eve.
I know people that say they open up on Christmas Eve. I'm like, what? Like, Like what? Like you're only going to have a few presents that Santa brings in the next morning? But they're saying now that more adults are saying that like once they are out of the house, they don't even wait for Santa to come. They open them like Christmas Eve or earlier. I can't do that. If I don't have presents to open on Christmas Day, it's ruined. That would be a terrible, terrible Christmas. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show.